Welcome to the May 17th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is centered around the YRUU, the UUC High School-Aged Youth Group. It is their annual bridging service in which the high school seniors are bridged out of the YRUU and eighth graders are welcomed in.
Good morning. I'm Annie Zaldivar. I'm honored to be assisting with worship today with other members of YRUU. While physical distancing has required that we not meet in person, our community is still meeting regularly via Zoom and other virtual options. Look to the announcements email for more information. If you are with us for the first time, we are glad that you found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. If you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like shared aloud this morning, you'll find a link in the chat to fill out as well. If you have advice for seniors who are graduating, something you wish someone had told you when you were our age, please write it in the Google form at the link that is now in your chat window. And now, here's an announcement from our stewardship committee.
Hi, I'm Steve Caton, president of your executive board at the UUC this year. Well, we've reached the end of our annual stewardship campaign for the year, and one that occurred during unprecedented circumstances, of course. In fact, it's quite likely that the COVID-19 situation was at least partially responsible for our campaign falling a little bit short of the goal. And unfortunately, it's also going to cause us to miss out on our traditional end of the campaign celebration at the UUC Sunday. On the other hand, despite these extraordinary challenges that we faced, your generous pledges make it very clear to us that as a community, we remain as giving and loving as ever, so we definitely deserve to celebrate. In fact, in total, we pledged over $316,000. Furthermore, additional donations outside of the pledges continue to be received.
Thank you so much for your pledges.
Thank you for your financial support and your appreciation of the UUC grounds.
From everyone on the Sunday hospitality team and even beyond, thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your support for making it possible.
You guys rock.
Thanks for your support.
Thank you
for the
generous
support
of UUC. Thank you.
Thanks for supporting UUC.
Thank you so much for your support. These plants love you, and I do too.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for your support.
So thank you very much. Cheers to you all. That's good.
You guys rock.
Without the fingers in your face.
Without the fingers in your face.
Say, you guys rock.
You guys rock.
Say, thanks.
Think without the fingers in your face. Without the fingers in your mouth.
Good morning. Here's what's happening in our last week of RE at Home for the school year. Our preschool class will be celebrating the end of the year with the story You Be You. Our K-1 class will read For Every Child, a book about UNICEF's rights of the child. The second and third graders will finish their Web of Life unit with a blessing of the animals. The fourth and fifth graders will celebrate Eid al-Fitr and learn about Ramadan. And the middle school will wrap up their Building Bridges study of world religions by reflecting on similarities that UUs share with other religions. Don't forget to check out Storytime Wednesdays and Fridays. And I've been giving you challenges the last few weeks on showing us examples of your open minds, helping hands, and loving hearts. And here's what I've got for this week from you. Rowan Seavey, age 5, drew a beautiful picture of his loving heart. His brother Blake Seavey, age 7, also drew beautiful pictures of loving hearts. The Short family, Noemi's family, shared a picture of their Friday Fun Day Pizza Night, which is an event they look forward to all week and shows the love they have in their family and for pizza. Hazel and Eliza Mayer sent in a picture of them hugging a tree with their dog and family, so showing their loving hearts for nature. I also got a few more Helping Hands submissions. Rowan and Blake Seavey help out with their fixing the car. And Bella helped out by delivering food to the Interfaith Food Pantry. So that's really all I've got for you this week. I do have a special challenge for families, which you're going to have to check your email for. But that's it. Bye.
As you light your own chalice from home, please join me in saying the words we read together every week as we light the chalice. Symbols of our free faith. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
I invite Ava Lazar to read our opening words.
Today's opening words were written by Reverend Ashley Horan. Another world is possible. We say it again and again, even when the proof lies somewhere beyond the horizon, beyond our reach, beyond our imagination. This is our faith. Another world is possible. Not somewhere else, another world, another lifetime, but here and now, for us and for all. Another world is possible. There is no single path toward that world, no one strategy or approach that will restore balance, heal brokenness, sow wholeness, free creation. There are many routes towards liberation, towards freedom, but the abundance of options does not absolve us of the responsibility of acting. Another world is possible. The call, the duty of each moment in history is to discern. Who are we and what can we bring with humility, integrity, faith? What is the context and how can we address it with agility, resilience, skill? What is the vision and how can we realize it with accountability, relationship, and joy? Another world is possible. In this time of despair, of fear, of collapse, this time that is both like every other era and like no other time in history, it is audacious to declare our faith and to commit our work to a world that is more free, more just, more whole. But we are an audacious people in good company with many kin, and we are ready to show up and work hard and stay humble and make friends and hold the vision starting here, now, today with us and persevering however long it takes. Until that other world is not only possible, but another world is here.
Now invite Ian Epperly to introduce the offering.
Giving is a reminder of our interconnected web of life, a call to make the world a little closer to heaven on earth, and a symbol of our commitment to courageous love. Each week, UUCNRV donates half of the offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, we invite all who are able to donate to the mountain. The youth leaders, specifically Jason, has been a big part of the mountain for us. The youth program is helping us go. It's very fun. Please give through our Give Plus app or text fund. It's really fun. I encourage others to do it, and thank you, UU, for helping us go.
I invite Nico Rensberger to share our prayer today.
Our meditation today was written by Reverend Florence Kaplow, so I invite you to take a deep breath and do whatever you need to do to get into a meditative state of mind as you listen to these words. On this strange Sunday, we gather today in new ways, linked to each other through the delicate tracery of electrons and through the invisible bonds of caring and love, sharing with millions the wondering and fear and uncertainty of this time. May each of us stay well and whole. May each of us find our ground of strength and clarity. May each of us let our hearts break open to new ways of caring for our neighbor as ourselves. May each of us know, even if we are alone, that we are held in a great embrace of love. Amen and blessed be.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Victoria Taylor, and you mostly know me as a worship associate. But today I'm coming to you as the leader of the Coming of Age. Coming of Age is the UUC's program to transition youth from eighth grade into high school into a more adult role. It is a real honor and a privilege to work with these youth. This will be my third year working with the youth. I've been involved in my own coming of age and my children's bat mitzvah training and other coming of age. And I have to say that the UUC's approach to this transition is just a delight. It is very comprehensive and involves each youth being assigned a mentor. And throughout the year, we inquire into what we call the big questions, but we do it through many modalities, through games and journaling, video, discussion, readings, we do art, we do service, we have social events. It's really lovely. And this year we had a lovely group of five individuals who I'd like to present to you now. And when I lead and design our curriculum for coming of age, I am always inspired by these words by William Ellery Channing. The great end in religious instruction is not to stamp our minds upon the young, but to stir up their own. Not to make them see with our eyes, but to look inquiringly and steadily with their own. Not to give them a definite amount of knowledge, but to inspire a fervent love of truth. Not to form an outward regularity, but to touch inward springs. Not to bind them by ineradicable prejudices to our particular sect of particular notions, but to prepare them for impartial, conscientious judging of whatever subjects may be offered to their decision. Not to burden the memory, but to quicken and strengthen the power of thought. Not to impose religion upon them in the form of arbitrary rules, but to awaken the conscience, the moral discernment. In a word, the great end is to awaken the soul to excite and cherish spiritual life. So, our first youth today is Robbie Dickerson, and his mentor was Patrick Foyt.
Robbie Dickerson is just finished eighth grade. He'll be starting ninth grade at Blacksburg High School in the fall. He is the son of Bob and Deb Dickerson. He's got two younger brothers, Jimmy and Theodore. He enjoys mountain biking, road biking. He's a musician playing clarinet and ukulele. And he's an all-around great guy, and I had a great time spending this year getting to know him.
Congratulations and thank you. This is Kate Miller. Her mentor was Kimberly Homer.
Kate Miller is also an eighth grader, rising ninth grader. She's a drummer, although she hasn't had access to drumming implements since we've been on lockdown. Kate is 14 going on, I don't know, she's so, such an old soul, and I have so enjoyed getting to know her. She is so wise, and I have learned so much, and I think the thing that I have loved the most about getting to know Kate is it really just gives me hope for the world, because you don't have to be old or experienced or anything to be wise and to be kind and to, you know, own let's see, sometimes you might have unkind thoughts and you might think that everything is not perfect, and it's okay to own that. And we all have that. And anyway, she's just lovely. And she bakes wonderful cookies too. So.
Owen Munsell was mentored by Lindsay Marr. That's a great picture.
It has been a pleasure to get to know Owen Munsell. He's a compassionate and thoughtful young man who's very concerned about justice in the world. In writing his credo, it became evident that he's also a very independent thinker who respects the opinions of others. And I've enjoyed working with Owen this year.
Abby Napolitano, mentor Molly Lazar.
I've really enjoyed getting to know Abby Napolitano this year. I've known her since she was 3 or 4, I think, but I've gotten to know her a lot better. She's the daughter of Frank and Nicole, and she has a little brother named Dominic. I think you all may have seen them. And she is going to be a new freshman at Bradford High School next year. It's been such a pleasure to be around her because she's so kind and thoughtful and generous and extremely talented. She's a wonderful actor. She is an excellent baker. Apparently she made eclairs, which I never had the chance to try. And she is also an avid reader of Harry Potter. And I'm really so grateful that she is part of our DU community.
And Alice Quigley, mentored by Jennifer Thomas.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to introduce Alice Quigley. Can you hear me all right? Excellent. Well, this is Alice. She is a very multifaceted individual, and she was my mentor this year. Nope, I didn't get it backwards. I think that I somehow got paired with a super smart and thoughtful and poised person, in addition to her talents and nice singing voice and school smarts and all that great stuff. She's also a great big sister to her little brother. And if you get to know Alice, you're going to find out that she's a great person. It was wonderful to work with her this year.
Thank you, Jennifer. All of these young people were just remarkable. And I will say publicly, our post-COVID meetings were, as Jen said, inspiring. I learned a lot from their attitude and adaptability and commitment and insight. And I'd also like to give another shout out to the mentors who willingly gave up lots of time. This is a moderately time-intensive program and to impact the lives of all these wonderful young people. And thank you to the congregation for entrusting me with the program. Thank you.
On behalf of the members of YRUU, I welcome you all. We really look forward to the time we will spend together in the years ahead.
And now we're coming to a time when we can hear the advice that you all would like to share with our graduating seniors. If you haven't had a chance to write your advice, you can still go to that link. And I invite Ava and Annie to share the advice.
Don't let your fears hold you back. Trying something and failing will teach you more and take you farther than never taking any risks.
Sometimes you will hate your passion.
Have fun, be careful, and stay safe.
Be kind. Your vulnerability is your strength. Congratulations.
Be bold as your new chapter begins, and make sure to try one new thing once that chapter starts.
Don't hesitate.
This too shall pass.
It has been a joy watching you all grow over the years, and I am so proud of the young adults you have become. Remember that it is okay if things don't go as planned. Everything happens for a reason.
The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
So I invite the members of the congregation to continue to add advice. We'll share your advice with the seniors after today's service. And now I think Stephen is going to introduce our first graduating senior.
So before I begin, I'd like to thank members of the congregation who shared photos, videos, letters for each of our bridging seniors today. There was an overwhelming amount, and so not even half of the things that were sent in are going to be in these PowerPoints, but we will make sure all of the seniors get their mementos from you all, so thank you. So first up is Isabella Burgoyne, a senior at Radford High School. From young and to old, we have been so fortunate to be part of your journey. We hope you learned self-confidence.
Oh, you need to find her.
Saw the joys of life's simple pleasures. And have a better sense of who you are. And have a sense of who you want to become. And Isabella, we could not be more proud of you. As you move on to this new chapter in your life, know that your congregation in Blacksburg is always your home. Dear Isabella, we have enjoyed watching you grow up so much, from seeing you in school plays to having the pleasure of enjoying your musical performances. We know that you will have a wonderful time next year, and Columbia is lucky to have you. Don't worry, when your parents are missing you, we will invite them over for some good food and drinks, at least when the quarantine is over. We hope to catch up with you at next year's Christmas party and hear all about your first semester. Well done, Isabella, Jenny, and Don Lawrence.
So I'm going to invite Isabella to give her reflection now.
So I just wanted to say a few words about my time with the UU congregation. I was raised in the Catholic Church, and while it was part of my culture, I never understood why my parents seemed kind of unsettled or critical, because my parents raised me to be accepting and kind to everybody. But my whole extended family was Catholic, so I thought that I was required to be Catholic too. Spoiler alert, I was not. When I was 10 years old, the Kern family invited me to their church camping trip at Altamont. When I first arrived, I was worried that I would not fit in or be welcomed since I wasn't technically a member of the UU church. At this time, I didn't know anything about UU and how they're accepting of everyone, no matter their faith or how they practice. So much to my surprise, as I joined the Kerns on their camping trip, I was treated as one of the family. To this day, some of my best summer memories are of hiking up the waterfall at Altamont with the kids that I met during the retreat. Even though I was too young to join the youth group and I wasn't technically a member of the church, I was treated as though I was an old friend, a part of the community. From my first experience with the Unitarian Church, I felt more at home, more accepted, more supported than I ever had before. The UU Church has taught me the definition of community. When I entered my first YRUU meeting, I was immediately greeted by the friendly faces of the senior leaders and the advisors, as well as the eager faces of the freshmen joining along with me. Again, I was apprehensive about joining the youth group as my peers, Mia and Jason, had been a part of the UU community since they were kids. And yet again, I was surprised with the kindness that met me as I sat on the old green wax-stained rug that I soon learned was a staple of the YRUU meetings. YRUU served as a space for me to make friends from different schools and different backgrounds. It served as a space for me to vent, to talk about my week, what good things had happened, what bad things had happened. The YRUU has celebrated with my triumphs and supported me through my struggles. I always look forward to meetings as a fun way to end my weekend and begin my week. YRUU also allowed me to become confident with my beliefs. After struggling with my faith as a child, UU allowed me to believe freely and fully. Furthermore, YRUU inspired me to get more involved with my own community, especially with social justice. Through high school, I was able to join clubs that worked towards progress and equality, and I know that without the youth group, it would have taken me much longer to understand the impact that an individual can have within a small community. I find it hard to believe that I am one of the bridging seniors this year. For the past 3 years, I had looked up to the graduating seniors, but it all felt so distant. So now, as I sit here today, I can't help but feel sad that this chapter of my life is closing. YRUU was a constant in my busy, mildly crazy life, and I don't know what I'll do without it. Although I wasn't able to make it to every meeting, I knew that they would be there for me. And I know that even after I graduate, the YRUU community and the whole UU community will be there for me. They will be there for me physically when I find a local chapter at my college and when I visit home. They will be there for me in spirit as the lessons I have learned and the support I was so lucky to receive will stay with me through the rest of my years. And they will be with me mentally as I go forward to continue to learn and grow and to become a source of refuge and comfort that the UU community has been for me. I would like to thank my advisors who have been kind and supportive throughout my time in the youth group and the members of YAC who introduced me to the leadership role that YRUU offered. I consider you all great role models and I'm very grateful that I was able to work with you. Finally, I have a message for the underclassmen and the incoming freshmen. Cherish the moments that you have with each other. Many of my best memories are of playing sardines in the sanctuary, marching in the Boston Pride Parade, or listening to the stories that you tell during check-in. Don't take those moments for granted. The members of YRUU will be some of the best people you ever meet, and I'm so grateful that I was able to be one of them. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Isabella. And I would like to share now some words from Zoe, who wasn't able to be here today, but who recorded this reflection for you.
Isabella, I've known you for what feels like forever. I couldn't be more proud of the person I've seen you become, and I know the world is ready to embrace everything you have to offer. Your friendship is one of the greatest gifts I have ever received, and I know anyone who has met you would agree with me. Your heart is one of the purest and most sincere that I have ever known, and everyone you meet feels your spirit the second they meet you. Your energy and smile radiates whenever you walk through the door. The love and compassion that you show for others is so special. You've brought so much to youth group and to all the other activities that you've been a part of. You're so smart and talented and kind and compassionate and funny and a million more adjectives that I don't have time to list. I'm going to miss seeing you every day, but I know that you're going to accomplish amazing things, and I can't wait to see where the universe takes you. Kick butt at college for me.
Now I think Stephen's going to introduce our next senior.
Now we have Jason Kern, a senior at Radford High School. We've had the joy of watching you grow up in our congregation, being alongside you for your journey, watching you figure out life's challenges, and seeing you stand firm in your values, and making sure we laughed too. It has been an honor and a privilege. And as you move on to your next chapter, know that you always have a home here in Blacksburg. And this is an excerpt from a letter from Molly Lazar to Jason. Jason, now that you are an adult and are graduating from high school, I think that you have become that warrior that you dreamed of, though perhaps not in the same way as you imagined when you were 4. I've seen you bravely stick up for your friends when you were only 8, even though the kids you were taking a stand against were much older. I've seen you volunteer when you see something needs to be done. I've seen you lead and support an entire group and community, making sure that everyone feels like they belong. I think you've become a great warrior for kindness in the world. I feel privileged to have watched you along the way. Jason, thank you for sharing your many gifts with my family as well as our UU community.
Yeah, I want to say thank you from everyone inside of the UUC. I was basically born in the church. Like, ever since I can remember, I've been coming to services and RE, have grown inside of the community, inside of the UUC. And I don't know who I would be without Unitarian Universalism in my life. It's helped really just like concrete values for me that I still hold on to today. It's helped me develop so many friends and connections with other members. And I just want to say thank you from everyone. I really appreciate all that you guys do for us as youth and for helping us grow. And I'll make sure to come back.
Thank you, Jason. And now I'll invite Ian to give his reflection about his good friend, Jason.
Okay. So I remember my first time in a sort of a UU setting. And I went to Altamont's for, I don't know when it was, but I was very young. And I just remember me and Jason and a whole bunch of other people went down to a creek and destroyed another camper's watermelon, just smashed it on a rock. We got in trouble later, but it was fun while laughing. It was a good time. He's always been very supportive, even when maybe he shouldn't have been. I have a story from a children's book that I used to read, and it's called Uncle Rye and the Moon. My Uncle Rye lived alone in a small house up in the hills. He didn't own many things. He lived a simple life. One evening, he discovered he had a visitor. A robber had broken into the house, and he was rummaging through my uncle's few belongings. The robber didn't notice Uncle Rye, but when my uncle said hello, the robber was so startled, he almost fell down. My uncle smiled at the robber and shook his hand. "Welcome, welcome. How nice of you to visit." The robber opened his mouth to speak, but he couldn't think of anything to say. Because Rye never lets anyone leave empty-handed, he looked around the tiny hut for a gift for the robber. But there was nothing to give. The robber began to back towards the door. He wanted to leave. At last, Uncle Rye knew what to do. He took off his only robe, which was old and tattered. "Here," he said, "please take this." The robber took, the robber thought my uncle was crazy. He took the robe, dashed out the door, and escaped into the night. My uncle sat and looked at the moon. Its silvery light spilled over the mountains, making all things quietly beautiful. "Poor man," lamented my uncle. "All I had to give him was my tattered robe. If only I could have given him this wonderful moon." Jason has always been like the voice of reason everywhere I've been. And he's also always been very kind to everybody that he meets. I always aspire to be that way, even though I don't end up doing that very often. But I'm hoping to get better at it, and he's a big inspiration. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. And now, Stephen will introduce us to our third graduate.
So our third graduate is Mia Lazar from Blacksburg High School. Seems like just yesterday you were little, so it's hard to believe that you're bridging today. We've seen all of your success. We have shared some good laughs. Your activism gives us all hope, and you provided many wonderful laughs too. So as you start your next adventure, know that you can always call our congregation home. And this is a very short excerpt from Jane Keppel Benson's letter to Mia. From your early years as a preschooler, I remember you in our Parents of Young Children Covenant group, playing with the other kids, quietly observing, cooperating with all the expectations, safeguarding your sister and others, and initiating artistic and creative games. As you grew older, I remember your annual visits to our house for trick-or-treating on Halloween nights. Your smiling face and your fabulous costumes were intricate and amazing spectacles. I know that your dad prides himself on his costumes, but he has nothing over you in this department. Sorry, Peter. With lots of love, Jane.
Mia?
Okay. So when I was asked to make a list of people in the church who have impacted me in some way, I had honestly had a really hard time. Too many people in this church have helped me grow as a person, so the idea of naming them all seemed daunting. I've been coming to the UU church for almost as long as I can remember. Over the years, the UUC has given me countless mentors, role models, and friends. I loved how the members of the congregation showed me their beliefs and perspectives, but also encouraged me to think independently about my own. You have continually demonstrated to me what it means to live by your values, and I can't emphasize enough how powerful that was to see. Being a part of YRU has given me a chance to be a part of a genuinely awesome community. I've loved everything from our meaningful discussions to our grilled cheese sandwich feasts to our adventures in downtown Blacksburg. I've even enjoyed all of our games of sardines, even though I'm usually one of the ones roaming the halls at the very end. I feel very lucky to know each and every one of you, and I will really miss seeing all of you each Sunday. And to the other seniors, Isabella and Jason, I've really loved being co-leaders with you. I know that you both are going to go off and do amazing things, and I feel truly proud to know both of you. And while this is not exactly the way I pictured my end of high school looking like, quarantining has made me appreciate the people of the UUC even more. Being a part of my family's quarantine routine is walking by a certain UUC family's cough, cough, in order to read the dad jokes that they regularly post outside their house. And I keep on hearing about the many UUs who have been making masks to share with the community. And through the Zoom meetings, I've been able to witness the optimism and grit of the many other YRU members. And so growing up in the UU church has allowed me to see that no matter what is going on in life, there are always people working to make the world a better place. And I'm so grateful for all of you for sharing your stories, principles, and love with me for all these years.
And now we get to hear from Mia's sister, Ava, who is sitting right next to her, but also shared this video.
Ava Lazar, sister to the grand Mia Lazar. I'm going to speak a little bit about her and her contributions to our congregation. Okay, imagine that you have to fill a whiteboard with a list of everything you love. At first, it'll be easy. Chocolate is high up there for me, maybe along with rain. But then as you continue writing, you realize that you're running out of space, but you don't want to cut out any important things you love. This is like what talking about Mia is for me. There are so many positive things to say, and my writing is just getting smaller and smaller as I near the end of the whiteboard. I've been Mia's sister since I was born, and she's always been my role model. As Mia has grown and evolved into a community leader, she's become a role model for more people than just her little sister. Mia's empathy is obvious as soon as you meet her. When kindergarten Mia was on the winning soccer team, she'd feel bad for the other team and score goals for them. Now her empathy is seen in her inclusivity and her kind and productive leadership. Mia's creativity, too, is evident. The films that Mia has made have been viewed across the world. Her documentaries have shared stories that the community needs to hear. Along with other people who are kind and intelligent, Mia is very UU. Her leadership in YRUU has been meaningful. She encourages other teens to think and create. From today on, Mia will be missed as a member of youth group, but we all look forward to seeing the ways that Mia will change the world for the better. Thank you, Mia, for starting by changing our lives for the better.
The Irish poet John O'Donohue wrote that at important thresholds in our lives, a great complexity of emotions come alive. Confusion, fear, excitement, sadness, hope. This is one of the reasons such vital crossings were always clothed in ritual. And this is why Unitarian Universalist congregations all across the country mark this threshold in our young people's lives with a bridging ritual. Many of them include a rose, like the one Jane Keppel Benson delivered to each family yesterday. When we dedicate our children, we give them a rose with no thorns, a symbol of our wish to keep them safe. This time, the stems are not stripped of thorns. This time we mean to give a real and true rose, thorns included, for we cannot pretend to hold away the hurts and dangers of adulthood any more than we can keep these buds from opening. So I invite the parents now to give their youth the rose. Isabel, Jason, and Mia, you must handle these roses with care. While we're not able to protect you, we are confident that you have gained many of the tools you will need to protect yourselves from life's trauma. An expert gardener wears gardening gloves, no matter how many years of experience they have had. The protective gear you will need for this passage are things we hope you have learned here at UUC and from your families. Values and principles by which to live wisely and responsibly. Decision-making skills and the knowledge of how to think for yourselves. A heritage of the right of conscience and the need to act on what conscience demands. And the support of a loving religious community in which to test and refine the possible directions of your lives. Of course, even with gardening gloves, you will still experience pain. And for this, we offer bandages. When you do face hard times, know that your church community loves you and cares for you and will help you bandage your wounds so that they may heal. I'm not even one of your parents, and I'm still crying. So, grasp the rose of young adulthood with great confidence and hope, thorns and all. We will be with you always, and we will celebrate this passage you are about to make. I'm so jealous of Jane Keppel-Benz because she got to see Isabella and her parents, Chris and Christina, and Jason and his parents, Carol and Jim Kern, and Mia and her family, Ava, Molly, and Peter Lazar. There will be a time for unison reading, and I've asked a few people to read unmuted, but when it comes to your part, I hope that you will read these words aloud as well. Isabella, Mia, and Jason, you who are bridging today have grown beyond what you once were. With each new day and each new experience, you learn more about yourself, your world, and your faith. Your past will serve you well on your journey. We gather today to honor you at this transformative time in your lives. I think Nico is going to share the words from the youth.
We honor the gifts you have brought our youth community and the sorrow we feel at this parting. For your gifts of friendship and joy and for memories we will always cherish, we give you thanks as we give you over to your future. We give you our blessing and we pledge to you our support as you grow into it. We honor you at this transformative time.
Now I invite Isabel's parents to read the first line.
We honor all the gifts you have brought to our family and the excitement we feel at watching you venture forth into this next chapter of your life. We honor you at this transformative time.
Now the Kearns.
For all that, you are and all that you will become in the years ahead, we give thanks.
As we witness and participate in this transition, we give you our blessing and we pledge to you our support and love.
And all the families together at the last line, if I can get you unmuted, there.
We honor you at the transformative time.
I now invite Ashley Spinks, as the representative of the young adults, our quarter lifers group, to read. And I invite all young adults 18 to 35 also to read with her.
We honor the gifts you bring to the young adult community and the joy we feel at this welcoming. We are grateful for your individuality and for the hope you bring and the anxieties you share. We bless you now as you grow into who you are, and we pledge to you our support as you reach for your dreams. May you find among us friendship and support, yearning and joy. We honor you at this transformative time.
I now invite Steve Caton, the president of our board, to read for the congregation. And the rest of the congregation, please read with him.
We honor the life you bring to our community and the ways in which you help us grow. We bless you now as you take your place beside us. And we pledge to you our support as you seek your way on your own path. May you find among us allies as well as friends, that you may grow in mind and body and spirit. We honor you at this transformative time.
And please, everyone, join me. Today, we come together to recognize the transition from youth to young adulthood. It is a blessing to share together the sorrow of leaving the past, as well as the excitement of embracing the future. We acknowledge that all through our lives, we cross over such thresholds. May we find strength and support from this, our religious community, as we do. We honor this transformative time in all our lives. And finally, as soon as I can unmute everyone, I invite Mia and Jason and Isabella to read the final words together.
We welcome
your blessing.
And we move forward
in hope.
All right, so now this is where we're gonna try to mimic what we do in the sanctuary. So I invite you, if you have ever taught RE to any of these three children, to turn on your screen, turn on your video so they can see you and wave your congratulations. If you were a youth advisor, wave your congratulations. If you ever bought cookies from them in a big sale, wave your congratulations. If you sent them off on their trips to the mountain or to Boston, wave your congratulations. If you have ever sat in a youth-led worship service, wave your congratulations. Turn on your screen. If you wish them all your love, turn on your screen. Now I invite everyone to hit the arrows to the right so that you can see everyone waving their congratulations. And knowing how much we want to love and support you in this time. And so the ritual ends. You are young adults. Life, and on this day, our bridging ceremony, I think I speak for all the members of the congregation that hope calls us on, and our young people are our hope and our faith. So we're going to try one more experiment. In just a moment, I'm going to unmute us all, and I invite us all to say congratulations to our graduates. And then we'll listen to the postlude and have time for coffee hour. But do remember, we have an informational meeting after at 11:30 if you'd like to stay for that. So is everyone ready to say congratulations to our seniors? All right, here we go. Ready?
Congratulations, everyone.
Proud of you all.
Congratulations.